come onto the bridge, they don't really know how long you've been there playing. And they walk on and they walk off and you're still playing. And in their mind, they don't really know if there was when, if it was, you know, an hour or a day ago that you started, or when it's going to stop, you know. But it's, the river's the same way. The river, you know, even long after you're gone, the river's still there. The river's still going. And, you know, timeless. It was a really gorgeous day, and I had just done some work on my cello to make it play a little bit better, and was feeling really good about playing cello, and went out to try to find some aesthetically cool place to just play a little bit. And it was just a gorgeous day, and I went to a couple places. I went to Skinner's Butte, top of Skinner's Butte, and played there a little bit. It was kind of noisy, kind of traffic-y. And I went over, I thought of the bridge that crosses the Willamette River, and I didn't know what it was called at the time, but I knew kind of how to get to it, and since then I've kind of found out that it's called the Greenway Bike Bridge. Went there and played pretty much just all solo Bach cello stuff, and some other stuff too, and it's a great place because, you know, Baroque music and Baroque instruments, it's kind of a quiet variety of instrument. I mean, today you've got, like, pop music, and it's all, like, loud, amplified stuff, you know, and Baroque instruments, Baroque music, it's like you need a little bit of a quiet space to play it, or else it just kind of, you know, it just kind of disappears. And the good thing about this place is very beautiful. You know, it's about 75 feet off the water, I'm guessing, and you know, you've got the wind at your back, and you're facing down the river, and the water's kind of going away from you and towards the sunset, and it's, well, you sit there, and it's just definitely got the aesthetics, and it also, by nature of the way it's built, it kind of limits the traffic, so when somebody walks by or something and you're playing, it's almost kind of personal, but not. It's personal, but it's not intrusive. They can kind of just, you know, walk by and keep going, or they can walk by and stay, you know, if they want to. And it was just kind of fun that way. Public, but still intimate, you know. And this lady and her aging mother came in, and the lady was pushing her mother in a wheelchair. And they came and they stayed a long time. And after I stopped playing a certain piece, they spoke to me, and they had heavy, heavy French accents. And they said that, they asked me about the music, and they said that even though the tunes were German, they still really liked the music. it was funny. Yeah, it's like, when I go out and play like that, there's no big agenda. You know, it's just kind of, I think people sense that there isn't an agenda. It's like, sometimes I'll go play at a park or whatever, and little kids will come walk up, you know, and they'll stand like a foot and a half away from you, and they'll just be quiet, and they'll listen, and you know, it's like you can go to a park and do anything else and have that happen. Music is so effective with that. I think the idea, going to a place like the Greenway Bike Bridge, is I'm trying to use that as a place to help feel what you're playing. It's like, that's the goal, is to feel what you're playing and maybe play what you're feeling. And, you know, hopefully the two are happening, you know. And in an environment like that, there's so much going on. Aesthetically, that it's a little easier. It's kind of like, it sort of helps you, you know. I remember that place now when I play that everywhere, and it helps me just kind of be in that moment just a little. Ideally, if you can feel what you're supposed to feel when you're doing that, and the surroundings of that bridge are a great practice ground for that. I mean, there's so many times where the surroundings aren't as cool, but you may still want to express that the same way. So, you know, I try to bring that with me, you know. Definitely has an impact on, you know, how you think about the pieces. And there's a lot to it. I mean, you know, you could get me talking forever about music in general and this place, but I was playing a lot of Bach, and those pieces have obviously proven to be timeless pieces and stuff. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to kind of merge the timelessness of those pieces and that instrument with the timelessness of that surrounding and kind of merge the two aesthetics, you know, as best I can. You know, I play cello because I love cello. At the Greenway Bridge, it seems like just the right place to just share a little bit, just a few passers-by, kind of a quiet surrounding. It seems kind of chance, you know, you walk across a bridge and there's somebody playing cello. I don't think it's very common, but it's definitely friendly to playing and being in the moment.
Thank you.